USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is letting Americans know that stimulus checks are on the way. The New York Democrat says $1,400 checks for the majority of Americans will be here soon.
They'll be here in about 2 weeks, give or take a few days. So people won't have to wait months and months and months. It'll be right in their pockets.
President Biden set to make his first primetime address to the American people on Thursday night.
The president will deliver his first primetime address to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the COVID-19 shutdown on Thursday.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting that Biden is expected to talk about the success of the vaccination program. Fully vaccinated individuals can take part in small gatherings indoors with others who have been fully vaccinated. The CDC director saying they can do so without face masks or social distancing. This is USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
There are now more than 29 million coronavirus cases in the United States. According to Johns Hopkins University, the death toll is above 525,000. Worldwide, there are around 117 million cases and more than 2.5 million deaths. Tragedy strikes at an Ohio fraternity. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Araki has the details.
An Ohio college student hospitalized by an incident of alleged fraternity hazing has died. Bowling Green State University student Stone Fultz died Sunday after being hospitalized last week because an alleged hazing incident involving a large amount of alcohol consumed in a short time at an off-campus event. The 20-year-old sophomore business student was a pledge with the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity. The university has placed its chapter of the fraternity on administrative leave while the incident is under investigation. In a statement, BGSU President Rodney K. Rogers said the university mourns Fultz's tragic loss and shares and his family and friends' sorrow.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lawmakers in New York are calling for embattled Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign.
37 New York lawmakers want Governor Cuomo to resign, and 10 have called for his impeachment. The embattled governor is being accused of leading more than 15,000 people to their deaths by mandates. He's also accused of a cover-up by hiding the number of actual deaths. A fourth and fifth woman has now come forward accusing Governor Cuomo of sexual harassment. Most of the women are former aides to Cuomo. The Democrat governor denies wrongdoing. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new public opinion strategies poll found that 65% of Americans think corporate America is taking political correctness too far. The poll comes after Disney fired Gina Carano, eBay stopped selling Dr. Seuss books, and Hasbro dropped Mr. from the Mr. Potato Head toy until bringing it back after scrutiny. The study was conducted by the Daily Wire between February 26th and March 3rd. And finally, a wayward cat is back home after disappearing more than 4 years ago. Nova vanished from her owner's home in New Jersey late in 2016, but was recently found by a volunteer for the Pittsburgh shelter Animal Friends. They scanned for a microchip, and the owner, who now lives in Massachusetts, reunited with Nova earlier this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.